And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of July, 2015. It's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born in Godalming, Surrey, England, 1894, born into a family of intellectuals and writers and scientists. But when he was 16 years old, he was a student at Eton, he suffered an illness that left him almost completely blind, which meant that he could not be a scientist, also could not be a soldier, and so Huxley stayed home while many of his peers went off to fight in World War I. He studied literature at Oxford, became a friend of D.H. Lawrence, published a book of poems. He married, he and his wife traveled a lot, they settled in the United States. In the 1920s, he published 4 novels, including Point Counterpoint. And in 1931, he began work on a book that he thought would be a rather light book about the future and turned out to be Brave New World, a book set in London in the year 2540, when people are genetically engineered, mass-produced in hatcheries. They're fed a steady diet of antidepressants and amusement, sex, to keep them complacent. Unlike George Orwell's 1984, in which he argued that people could be controlled through fear, Huxley believed it would be easier to control people through pleasure. It's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born in Dublin, 1856, author of dozens of plays, Man and Superman, Pygmalion, Saint Joan. George Bernard Shaw, who said, "The worst sin towards our fellow creatures is not to hate them, but to be indifferent to them. That's the essence of inhumanity." It's the birthday of Gene Shepard, the humorist, born Chicago, 1925, remembered for the autobiographical stories he told on the radio about a boy named Ralph Parker growing up in Homan, Indiana, which were published in several collections and which also were made into the movie A Christmas Story. And it's the birthday of Stanley Kubrick, New York City, 1928, the movie director who decided he would only make movies if he had complete artistic control. And on that basis, he made Dr. Strangelove and 2001, A Space Odyssey, Clockwork Orange, and The Shining. Here's a poem for today by Margaret Hasse, Jazz You'll Never Know. Alex dresses up in a sweet black suit for his Central High senior picture, holding his trumpet as if he will raise it like a silver night-blooming moonflower to play Sweet Georgia Brown or Almost Blue. Alex has sat in on jazz gigs in New Orleans, San Francisco, D.C., and St. Paul. He attends summer jazz camps, jazz competitions, jazz schools, listens to Smithsonian Jazz Orchestra records. He once ate ice cream named Jazz, ate an apple named Jazz, hopes there'll be a car branded Jazz, wears a cologne with notes of jazzy fragrance from a blue bottle. When he shakes his silver ID bracelet, his own name flashes on one side, Louis Armstrong on the other. Alex, I ask, what is it with you and jazz? If you have to ask, Mom, he says, quoting his hero, you'll never know. A poem by Margaret Hasse, Jazz You'll Never Know, from her collection Earth's Appetite, published by Noden Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.